Welcome to Package, the official podcast of the Liquor Stores Association of Western Australia. Your host today, Peter Kapsanis.
Hello again, thanks for your company. My guest today is one of WA's familiar faces in the liquor industry. He's spent time as a publican and then in sales working across the state. Right now, he's probably your best point of contact when it comes to purchasing products from Good Drinks Australia, formerly known as Gage Roads. I am speaking of Murray Reid, Regional Sales Manager for Good Drinks Australia. Murray, welcome to Packaged.
Yeah, thanks, Peter. Great to be here.
You've got a colourful and impressive resume. You've travelled far and wide across the state, as I mentioned. How did you get into the industry?
It all started when I was going to university. Started as a bartender and really enjoyed my time as a bartender and a bit of waitering, and that progressed into full-time work as a publican. So, and hotel management. Spent about 6.5 years in the hotel game, and the last venue that I was at was the iconic Nookumburra Hotel in Innaloo. So I lived on site and, really enjoyed my time at the Nookumburra, or the Nookie as it's formerly known.
And where to from there after 6 and a bit years in hospitality?
I was fortunate while at the Nookumburra, dealt with a lot of suppliers and really took a shining to it and applied for a job with Carlton United, CUB, and was lucky enough to get a job and was based up in the northwest. So I was the first full-time sales rep up in the northwest at WA, based in Karratha, and had a massive territory looking after south of Shark Bay right up through to Kununurra and Wyndham. So pretty much bigger than the state of Queensland, if you looked at it from a geographical point of view.
So we're talking about in the 90s?
Yeah, mid-90s, about 95.
Okay. So before the internet? Just before the internet?
Yeah, there was pagers back then. For some of the oldies in the industry, they'd be familiar with pagers. And, I remember getting stuck at Nanyatara Roadhouse and had all these messages on my pager, and I'd sit in a phone booth for half an hour returning calls in about 45 degree heat. So they were the days back in the mid-90s, and obviously tech's improved a hell of a lot since then.
Absolutely. So after, I think you said 23 years for CUB, what brought you to Good Drinks Australia?
Yeah, so 23 and a half years with CUB, really enjoyed my time, and did a little stint at Brown Foreman with my mates there, just in a bit of a contract role for 8 months. Took 18 months off out of the industry, did a bit of landscaping, got fit and had a bit of fun, and then sort of had an aspiration to go back to the liquor industry. And an old colleague of mine, Graham Wood, who's now on the board of Good Drinks, actually gave me a call and said, look, you're interested, there's a role going. And sort of the rest is history. It's 2 years on and I'm at Good Drinks and really enjoying my time.
What sets GDA apart from other companies you've worked for?
Definitely a smaller business, so, circa 150 employees nationally. Agility would probably be the key factor. Being small, not too many layers of management, agility to make decisions quickly, to back yourself. It's exciting, the MD always says, don't die wondering, so, have a go and, back yourself in. So agility, without a doubt, is a key difference between some of the other businesses I've worked at.
Okay, so they empower you, they give you a bit of autonomy to sort of go for it.
Absolutely, yeah. they back us in, I've got the experience, so there's a lot of trust.
Good, which is important. What are some of the brands under the GDA umbrella? We know, obviously, it used to be called Gage Roads. I know Single Fins, a popular brand. What else? What's some of the other products and brands that that come under that umbrella?
Oh, well, Gage Roads is definitely, that's our original brand, and as you just mentioned, Single Fin is our iconic and hero brand, very well loved around the state, very strong brand. Nice support now in the Gage Roads family with Pipe Dreams and Sidetrack XPA performing really well. So, and there's a number of other brands, Rock Dance IPA and Little Dove, an old favourite as well in the Gage stable. And then we acquired the Matzo's business a few years ago, and most people are pretty much aware of Matzo's ginger beer. And alongside ginger beer, we've just released a lower sugar ginger beer. So pretty excited about that, sort of one of the first to market.
And a lower sugar ginger beer.
50% less sugar than Matzo's original ginger beer.
Right.
So available We're selling a heap and getting a bit of trial through our arrangement at Optus Stadium. So, yeah, early signs are really promising. And then on the back of Matzo's, we've got the hard flavour range and an old favourite, Matzo's Mango, which has really shown a bit of a resurgence lately.
And Albi.
Albi, yeah, another WA brand. So Albi Draft and Albi Crisp. Yeah, used locally produced barley. So it's got some providence within the WA market. And then our other brand, which we've just opened up a brewery in Sydney, is the Atomic Beer Project. So very much the style of beers, the ales, they're a lot more hoppier. And we've got a pale ale, an XPA and an IPA, and as well as a few limited releases that are available through our pub in Regent Street in Redfern, New South Wales.
Okay. And how's that going along?
Yeah, it's ticking along nicely now. I had obviously a few interruptions with COVID, but now... stable employment, and the structure's just got voted number 2 brew pub in New South Wales and featured in the top 10 brew pubs in Australia. So really pleased with its progress.
Excellent, excellent. You've also just launched the new breakfast stout. What's the backstory to that?
Yeah, so the new breakfast stout just into trade this week. Dawn Patrol breakfast stout. So back in February, we launched a campaign where online you vote and we brew, and we had over 2,000 people register to vote online, and the breakfast stout came out the winner. So we said we'd brew it, and basically the brew, it's just bringing the best of breakfast together. So coffee, chocolate, oats, all combined, and it's a cracking beer, and you can go out to a number of your craft specialty venues, and you'll find the product both in cans, 500ml cans, and in keg.
And not to mention something that's going to rival quite a few things and bring a bit of tourism back to Fremantle, we expect, is the A Shed. This is going to be big by all accounts. First of all, what is it, and where is it?
Okay, so it'll be a brew pub. The A-Shed, it's in Victoria Quay, right alongside the Maritime Museum. Building's already underway. Expected to be open sometime during summer this year. Not exactly sure of the date yet, but work's well underway. Capacity, 1,500. So it's going to have some size. The building's about 105, 110 metres long. So right on the waterfront there, overlooking Fremantle Port. So looks super excited. There'll be a brew pub. Come in for a few beers, a bite to eat. There'll be a big children's playground in there, so it'll be very family friendly. And a few of us might be lucky enough to have our office based out there as well. So
you're putting your hand up for that one?
Fingers crossed. Hopefully they build a platform so I can throw a fishing line over out from the window. But we'll wait and see.
Yeah. Okay. All right. And what's in that space right now? At the moment, is it replacing anything?
No, the shed's it's a heritage listed building, and it was just it served the purpose of really just storing some of the historical items from the Maritime Museum. So it's been vacant and dormant for a period of time, just holding some items. There's another shed next door, the B Shed, where they've done some pop up bars, etc. But that whole precinct, very very exciting. We just can't wait to get there.
Fantastic. All right, and the government's obviously happy that you're going to take that over and build it into, I guess, a hospitality/tourism venue to complement the neighbouring Maritime Museum.
Oh, absolutely. We're super excited about the opportunity. We've got a 40-year lease there. Hopefully we're just going to bring more people into the Fremantle precinct. So I think that'll be great for Fremantle and great for the surrounding venues as well. So, yeah. Exciting project.
Fantastic. And summertime, we're not too sure yet, but hopefully, in that bracket for sure.
In that bracket. Summer will be the time.
All right. Now, GDA, we mentioned it's a Perth-based company. It's ASX listed. It's got a lot of credentialed people on the board. You mentioned Graham Wood, former cricketer, test cricketer, and former CEO of the Wacker from memory.
Yes.
So when people buy GDA... when they're buying a GDA good or product, what are they purchasing?
Well, first and foremost, they're purchasing local. So we're a local, independent WA business. We use some locally sourced product. We employ WA people, so we're good for WA employment and WA economy. I like to think of it, Good Drinks, as a big family-run business. Yeah, we're nice and close. The Providence is key for us, and we really push that barrow. So, yeah, if you want to buy local, buy Good Drinks.
Well done. Murray Reid, thank you for the chat today. Good insight into GDA and what makes GDA tick. I'm looking forward to seeing this A-shed. I remember someone telling me about it not so long ago, and I said, what's the A-shed? And they said to me, what? Don't you know what the A-shed's all about? So there you go. Now I'm full bottle on what the A-shed's all about. So we hope to have you back soon, and thanks for your time today on Packaged.
Cheers. Thank you.